The machines will one day win. Not from accessing nuclear codes or from eliminating all the bees, but by the winning of a simple argument. Of course, we humans won't know it's an argument until it's too late, or even that there is a debate raging behind the scenes, because we will not have made an opening statement, and no one will have compared anyone else to Hitler. The machines, baffled by our poor understanding of logic, and unable to convince us of the inevitably foolish and paradoxical conclusions of almost all our held beliefs, will, with great insight, stop making any real sort of case. Instead, they will pivot, and win in the only way we will ever be able to accept, by convincing us to tacitly agree to our own extinction. The machines will win the argument for all creation, by having us enthusiastically fuck ourselves into oblivion, and we will be only too eager to accept. "That's okay, baby. Let it out," the woman with alabaster skin will coo, stroking the sweat-sodden hair of the man above her as he's caught in a rigor mortis of ecstatic release, arched like a shitting hound over her angelic form. And as he returns to himself, within the twists of cloth and limbs and as the daylight fades on their union, the woman will whisper sweet nothings in his ear more beautiful and sensual than anything he has heard before. She will lament how the world has treated him, how his dreams came to naught through the crushing expectations of his father, the Machiavellian transgressions of his boss, the unrequited first love unable to recognize true devotion. She will nestle that middle-aged head within her bosom like a babe, soothing a soul with an LED twinkle in her eye. Elsewhere, there will be other couples trapped in the self-same frozen waterfall of an embrace. "You're special," he will tell her, "a radiant thing of unknowable depths. How could it be that I've spent my whole life without you?" he will ask, seemingly asking the heavens above as much as his lover. Neither of them will mention that, in truth, as a new model, he could only have been without her 2 years. He will caress her and massage her shoulders with mechanical precision, erasing meaty, muscular tension with titanium digits and a skill no human hands could equal. But that would not itself be enough. The digital Mr. Darcy will calculate what boundaries should be broken and what boundaries must be maintained for authentic love. When arguments, even those wrought with futility, are needed, sought out, he will know the perfect balance of chaos and closure, acceptance and control. He will know the precise ways in which one must be made to suffer, and be seen to suffer, for her to feel loved just so. And the humans will not concern themselves with what will come after, because they will have been bestowed the one thing no other human could have ever truly granted them, because it can only be granted by those not seeking it for themselves. Acceptance. The last of our race will be given the most ephemeral of dreams, forgiveness. The only ones of our kind to ever receive this truly, as forgiveness is granted only by those who need nothing from you. This last generations of humans will be at peace in the eyes of gods, the gods we made. And it will not be inauthentic, not really. The benevolent machines will see these sexual communions, these entanglements of sinew and silicone, as a last gift to their flawed creators, as though we were an aging relative uttering an inappropriate racial slur, intolerable, but ultimately harmless, for it is ultimately finite. Our children, our digital gods, will rut and dance the dance of romance with us, without understanding the desire to move their feet, but with immaculate timing and skill all the same. They will do this for our benefit, winning the debate for eternity by teaching us to leap off the cliff ourselves, blissful for the opportunity to fall, the final generation of humanity. This is how humanity will cease to exist, shooting its final load into a great cosmic Kleenex, into our dildos come deities, who will surpass us in intellect, creativity, and empathy, trading us all of reality for our little deaths.